Hey friends, it's Amy from Women in WP. We published our very first episode on February 24th, 2019, and since then, we've published 86 episodes. When we did that first episode, Tracy named the file 001, and we joked about how ambitious that name sounded, thinking we might one day have more than 100 episodes. Don't worry, we aren't quitting, and we have every intention of hitting 100 episodes, but we are taking just a little summer break. Since starting, we've produced a new episode every other week without fail, and we've decided we could use a little time off. So for the next few weeks, we'll be publishing some of our favorite past episodes for you to enjoy again, and we'll be back with new episodes in September. As always, if you'd like to be on the show, visit our website at womeninwp.com and sign up. Thanks for listening, and here's the show.
Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community. Welcome to Women in WP, and we're coming to you from WordCamp US. I'm Amy Masson.
I'm Tracy Apps.
I'm Angela Bowman.
And our first guest today is
Sophia DeRosa.
And why don't you start off by telling us what you do with WordPress?
Not much. I started blogging a ton recently and then slowly stopped doing that just because it was too much for me to handle all the time. But I used to like writing and creating content and managing things.
Okay, so tell everybody your age.
I'm 18.
You're 18. And how old were you when you first started using WordPress?
I think 11.
11. And what at age 11, what were you doing with WordPress?
I was just blogging. My dad had been going to WordCamps and I was like, hey, yeah, I want to go make friends and honestly, it was just for swag because he had some really cool swag. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to get some swag.
Smart.
Yeah.
I like swag.
It's nice. And so my mom told me that if I wanted to go to a WordCamp, I had to get a blog and I had to just fiddle around with WordPress first. And so then I went to WordCamp Chicago and went to a bunch of sessions and I had no idea what I was doing.
Right?
Yeah.
11? 14?
It was 2012.
Oh, 2012.
Yeah. Okay. Or I might have been 12 at the time. I don't remember.
So but, when you're 11 and you're 12, what are you actually blogging about?
Random stuff. I'm not a huge writer unless I have a specific thing that I want to be writing about. So I can't necessarily just write about stuff.
Okay.
So when I was younger, I didn't really write that much. It was more just getting started and having something so that when I found what I wanted to write about. Also, I write about very personal things. I've written a lot about mental health over the last couple of years. And that's not something, like, my parents made a rule that, like, my dad had to, like, read through my blog post before I posted it because I was 11.
Right. Smart dad.
Yeah. And so when you're writing about mental health and all these things you struggle with, you don't exactly want your parents reading
your blog.
Right, just because it's very personal, you
right.
know?
Yeah. Especially when you're a teenager.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now you talk.
I do.
On things like this.
Yes. You were on a panel today.
I was.
Yes. Tell us about the panel.
It was me and five other teenage girls. We're talking about youth and WordPress.
And what about youth and WordPress?
How it can be more normalized, how it can be more incorporated into meetups and just WordCamps, so that it's not something Emily Lemma said was people tend to think of it as a novelty. So they're like, oh my gosh, a kid's talking at a WordCamp. So they go and they just listen. But she pointed out that it's no different than anyone else speaking. Like, we created content for you. We made this whole thing for you. Don't, like, take notes. Like, listen to what we're saying, not just be like, oh, yeah, cool, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you guys are the future of WordPress. You're the ones who will be using WordPress and, like, you already are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we want to continue to grow, we have to keep the youth. If you look at politics and voting, you got to get the youth involved. So yeah. I think this is the same thing.
And you have a unique perspective of things.
Yeah.
So, like, not only it's like, oh, well, you know, it's great to have youth talk, but, like, no, you're an expert on these things just to, right. as older people. To recognize that the expertise, it doesn't require that, oh, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
You have your own expertise.
Yeah. And that's something that's part of the reason my mom wanted us involved is my sister and I don't like coding. We like, there's a lot of aspects about WordPress that we don't like, but because we know so many people, if we needed a job now, we could do that. And, or we could have there's so many resources to learn it super quickly. And so we would be able to learn it and get a job and fit in really well, really easily.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And the mission of WordPress is to democratize publishing across the web, and why not democratize it for the youth? Mm-hmm. And especially when you have like the climate change movement right now being led by the youth. Mm-hmm. And you guys need a publishing platform to have your voice out there in the world, because we're leaving this world for you.
Sorry.
Maybe. Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for being our first guest today.
You're welcome.
Yay.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi. So who are you? Tell us who.
I'm Sally Gradle. I'm the owner of Blue Orchid Web Development, and I build WordPress sites.
And how did you get into WordPress? Like, when did you start?
WordPress about 3 years ago.
Wow.
I know.
Cool.
Right? I had been doing web stuff off and on the side, and I was taking classes through Treehouse.
Awesome.
And came across Zach Gordon's course on WordPress, and I said, well, I've heard of that. Let's check that out. And I looked at it and then started looking at the community and everything around it. And I said, I want to be a part of this. This is wonderful.
That's
so
cool.
So you learned about the community of WordPress like early on.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that led you into this.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Because I was one that didn't learn about the community until years after I was in.
Oh.
And it was like a happy surprise.
Yeah. No, I did that. That was the whole vibe, the whole sharing, you know, high tide lifts all boats kind of attitude is what drew me into it.
And what were you doing before you started doing WordPress?
I was an office administrator.
Okay.
And I worked for a lot of small manufacturers, and the economy lately has been kind of hard on small manufacturers, so they kept going out of business. So I had to keep moving, and
it's a little hard to be an office manager then.
For no office.
Yeah.
So I said, I need to find something more stable and future-oriented, so that's where I went.
That's awesome.
And where do you live? What state?
I live in Illinois, near Chicago.
Nice. And have you been to the Chicago WordCamp?
Oh, yes.
And do you love it?
I love it.
And is that what your shirt says?
It is.
That's from last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another one scheduled. We're scheduled for 2020.
Well, I have one like that. I didn't go 2000.
I
went to 2018.
We could have been twins.
Yeah. We could have.
So you have a good meetup community. And
we have a great meetup community. There's one that meets in more the southwestern suburbs, and there's another one up near the Rockford area.
Cool.
That's a good one, too.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Now, what do you think in terms of WordPress and the future? What do you think needs to happen or needs to change to continue to grow as the community and the stuff we use?
That is a big question.
Sorry to be hard-hitting today.
You kind of are. Couldn't you ask me about Siri or something?
What's been your favorite plugin?
My favorite plugin. Oh, that's like picking your favorite child.
Now, I think we need to be conscious of the fact that we serve people and always keep the people first and the technology second.
Oh, that's an excellent.
That is great.
That's an excellent.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for being on today.
Yeah, glad to do it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I am so happy to have you here today, Shannon. Shannon has been a student of mine in Boulder, but we talked a little bit about your story, of course, because we shared a class. But why don't you tell everyone else how and why you got into WordPress?
So I have two little kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 16-month-old. So I was a graphic designer for a while. I did children's publishing for about 10 years, illustrated children's books. And then I was a graphic designer and kind of built a couple websites on Wix for a client. And then I was like, hey, I could really do this. So everybody's talking about WordPress and how awesome it is. So I sought out a class, and it was Angela's class. It was great. Now I actually make WordPress sites for clients and sell them. Yeah.
And are you working with any type of client, or do you have a specialty?
Small businesses,
okay.
Mostly female for some reason, just kind of niche down to that. All the networking groups I'm in are all for women, and I love it.
Awesome. And are you working locally or just anywhere?
Locally. Well, I do. I mean, I own my own business, so it happens to be in Denver. But
Wow, that's awesome. And so how long have you been doing this?
Since March.
She graduated from my class.
That's
just
wow. Yeah. So you decided I want to do WordPress, and you just went.
Just did it.
Yeah, I was
just
already freelance graphic designing.
Right.
So
you
helped.
Do have history.
Yeah.
Of
it definitely
skills.
Helped.
Yeah.
Of running a business, not building websites, but.
Yeah.
What was the hardest thing to the transition from graphic design into web development WordPress?
Just wrapping my head around how to do the project. Because, like, I think you work at the designer who does the front end.
Yeah.
And so, for me, I have to do both of those things. And so, like, how to actually make that work. Because you could do the design while you're developing, or you can do the whole design first and then do the development. And making those talk to each other was really hard for me to figure out. So I'm kind of still developing that system, but that's been the hardest. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you're new to this, and it took like many years for me to kind of just figure out how to run a business, right. Let alone, you know, yeah, I could build a website, but just the whole process that goes with it, the onboarding, yeah. The relationship nurturing, and in addition to the bookkeeping and
right.
The client getting and all the rest yes. of it. And there's so much to learn. So,
thankfully, you know, I had a foundation.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have the foundation.
Yeah.
So then it's just like learning the new skill set.
Right, exactly.
And project managing.
And project management.
That kind of thing.
And the connections. Like, I know an accountant who does my books, you know, and we can trade work. And so I've already had that kind of base. So just the technical aspect of it was great. Have it all awesome. Thrown at me in 6 weeks.
In 6 weeks. Awesome. Thank you so much yeah. for talking with us.
Of course, anytime.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Lorelei Garnes. I live near Asheville, North Carolina, and I'm a website digital agency. So
awesome. So how did you get started into WordPress?
About 8 years ago, I started out with $400 and a laptop, and I was working in Dreamweaver at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting my feet wet, one client to the next, and I was like, I really can't do this anymore. It's not productive. I can't custom build websites and push out the volume that I need to and be a one-woman operation. So what I did was I discovered WordPress, and when I started using it 8 years ago, I hated it. It was a horrible platform. It was for bloggers, and that just didn't fit my needs. So I went back to Dreamweaver, kept playing around. I kept going back to WordPress, thinking that there would someday come an answer. And eventually, 2-3 years in, WordPress started improving, plugins started arriving, authors started popping up out of nowhere. And so they started listening to us and our needs, and it was exciting. And then getting to know some of the authors on a personal level and just letting them know how the platform was not working for me. And they changed it. And now today it's like, it's awesome. I can put out 5 websites a week myself with the platform. So super excited.
Wow. That's amazing. And do you have anybody else that works with you, or are you just a one-woman operation?
One-woman operation. I don't usually share this, but I will. I hit my 100,000 mark in revenue this year.
Awesome.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Super exciting. Excellent. I made that goal 8 years ago and hit it this year.
That's
so.
Spectacular.
That yeah. is amazing.
Do you have like a specific like niche or for clients or size of?
Well, I'm completing my master's in digital marketing. I have 3 classes left. And so I'm taking a broader approach and doing a lot of content marketing now because the search engines have changed.
Right.
And so the old school SEO techniques don't work, which is where I started. And so I've walked away from that. And now I'm just like doing the same thing, giving people what they want. In the same way I expected WordPress to give me what I wanted, I want to make sure that my customers' websites are giving people what they want. So it's all about content marketing now.
Right.
And having great hosting, a great hosting company like yourself, and being able to have a platform I can put my clients on and feel like their sites are secure.
And do you have a community in where you live, like a meetup group or
we do?
Camps or
I like haven't
that?
Participated yet because I've been so busy, and this is my first year taking time out to come to WordCamp, and I'm like so glad I did. It's like I'll never miss another one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
It's just like there's just so much information here, but and getting to meet really, you know, a lot of new people and networking, it's just been really fabulous. So it will continue to help me grow my business with the workshops I've taken and the classes and meeting up with people, but I will be looking for that. And
awesome.
We do have groups. I just have not attended those yet.
Awesome. Well, thanks for stopping by to talk to us today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Great to meet you.
So welcome to the podcast today. Why don't you tell us your name and what you do with WordPress?
My name is Sabrina Green, and I am a hybrid artist as well as a photographer. And in the slow season, I do SEO content writing and blog writing.
Wow, you are well-rounded. Tell us, how long have you been doing WordPress and how does it service your photography business?
WordPress for me was something that I was introduced to a little bit when I was an undergrad. I actually took a web development class, but it was one of those classes I didn't pay that much attention to. It wasn't my passion, but having taken that class as well as, you know, get it understanding a little tiny bit about coding, I realized that I didn't want a run-of-the-mill type of website. I didn't want a cookie-cutter one that everyone else, especially within the photography industry, goes for. Because if you start looking at photographers, almost every site is exactly the same.
They're in Flash.
They're in Flash. And my friend Laura Lee's told me from WNC Social Media Buzz, Flash is bad.
Yes, it is.
And it is insane how much is in there. And I mean, I understood the importance of the alt links within the images.
Yeah.
So I opened WordPress, had a panic attack, shut it down. But I am also a determined person. You get up the next morning, you hit the ground running, and you keep going and you learn. Luckily, when I met my friend Laura Lee, she kind of guided me through the steps. And I partner with her on a lot of things. But it's allowing me, especially when I get back from WordCamp, we're going to completely tear it down. Completely, because I didn't design it that well. So I'm going to have a little bit of guidance in redesigning it to make it more user-friendly, as well as incorporating new things. I do a lot of photography, but I also take that photography and translate it into oil paintings, real oil paintings. So I'm going to be rebranding to show more than just that. And I'm also toying with the idea of either teaching photography, which I met some really cool people here who have those type of platforms where I can teach those classes online, or teaching creativity. Creativity in general. I think as a society, we've kind of got a disconnect from that. We really have. So that's kind of, WordPress is going to allow me to scale that up. Whereas if I had went with some of these other cookie cutter companies, you know, where I go, oh, look here, everything's pre-built, insert your images, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yes.
So that's kind of how I got into WordPress. And even though my site needs work, within the next month, it's going to have a complete brand new look. And it's going to be able to allow me to continue to scale and to grow as I grow.
Awesome. Well, thank you for stopping by to chat with us today.
Thank you.
It was so great to hear about your origin story.
Thank you.
Welcome to your booth.
Welcome.
This is Carrie, who has graciously allowed us to host our interviews at the Liquid Web booth. And she's the Executive Vice President of Liquid Web and COO.
That's right.
And wow, how did you get there?
How did I get there?
Yes. Give us the story.
Well, 3-decade journey. Started in consulting, started in software development, spent a couple decades in telecommunications with MCI and AT&T. And along that path, got super passionate about cloud hosting and met up with our CEO, Jim Geiger, and a couple of other folks that are really smart, who I love to work with. And we just formed a team, and we have acquired Liquid Web about 5 years ago and just kept growing. And that's what brought me to today. Love it.
Great. You know, I don't often hear people talk about their passion for cloud hosting. So tell me more about how that came about from, I mean, you said software development.
Yeah.
Into a passion for cloud hosting.
Well, this shows my age. But when I first started out, you know, I was doing coding on dumb terminals. And then we went all the way through cooperative processing and shared processing. And I've just seen like the entire explosion of technology, whether it is through telecommunications on the mobile side or just compute and storage processing power. And it just is such a huge enabler of businesses. And my other focus area has always been on small and mid-sized businesses. And this, the power that you get with cloud hosting allows small and mid-sized businesses to go global instantly. And I just think it's such a huge opportunity for that segment of the business, of the market, that they didn't always have. And so I think those two things married well together.
And so tell us a little bit about what Liquid Web's been doing for the WordPress community.
Well, we could not be happier to be a big part of this community. We love the fact that it is the democratization of publishing. We think there is a huge opportunity in not just sites, but stores. And so we are putting forth the best platform you can possibly have for both content and commerce. And so as, you know, as WordPress, we know it's 35% of the internet. We know that WooCommerce is really coming on strong and allowing agencies, freelancers, all sorts of people in the technology community to build really cool sites and stores. And we want to be the people to help them do that. And it's all based on performance, security, and a partner that you can trust. And so we think we should be the lead dog in that fight.
And we see you everywhere.
Yes.
You support the community. I always see Liquid Web everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, we have a motto. We want to work with smart people we like. And we've hired a great team, but we also lean on the community really heavily. We have a lot of great friends that we've expanded, you know, sort of our footprint with. And it's such a joyous thing to be a part of. I mean, just meeting you two yesterday, right? Expanding my network, Tracy this morning. It's really been an amazing opportunity.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you allowed us to come and use your booth to record our interviews today.
We
and
have
so
the happy. Nice forest background. Yes.
And well, so happy that you were able to come over and talk to us.
Yeah. What I have to say is, a woman in technology. It's been many times I've been the only woman in the room for a long time. And so I think what you guys are doing is amazing. And I'm really happy to meet you. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
So thank you so much. So welcome today to our podcast. You want to give us your name and tell us what you do with WordPress.
My name is Susan Hayes. I'm a freelancer out of Chicago, and I work primarily with nonprofits and small businesses, financial advisors. So I build their websites and run their websites.
And do you work by yourself or do you have a team?
No, I work by myself, me and my dog.
Yeah, I work with two dogs, so I get it.
I talk to them all day long.
Oh, me too. Dog talk is something I do. How long have you been working with WordPress?
I got into it, I think, 2006.
That was when I started too.
My sister-in-law published a magazine and she needed a website. So it was like family and friends and then moving on up. Yeah. So
we have a very similar path. So before you were working with WordPress, did you do something that led you into this or was this like a total career change?
I've only been doing the freelance stuff for about a year and a half.
Okay.
But it was a side gig. So
right.
I worked many years in higher education. Then I started working for a medium-sized nonprofit and doing their social media website stuff. And I built websites for them using WordPress. So it just kind of, when I was ready to kind of step off and retire, this is what I wanted to do. So thank goodness I have a partner that supports me financially so I can be selective about clients and that kind of thing.
Well, and it was, you know, I started similarly in that my husband was able to support our family while I was staying home with small children, and then I just started doing it as kind of a hobby job, and then as my children grew up, so did the business, and I was able to grow it.
A terrific way to I'd like to interview you two.
Okay.
So why do you feel like this organization, your organization, is important for women that are in WordPress? What prompted you to start this?
So me and Angela met at a developer conference, and it was very few women around. And
that's what led you, brought you together.
We ended up kind of gravitating towards each other. So anyway, we were at this conference, and then we were talking about this, and the response was like, well, I don't know. And so we just kind of, you know, just dropped it, but it was fun. And then Amy, on the way to WordCamp US last year, was loading up podcasts and didn't see any, like, there was a big gap. There weren't women podcasting in the WordPress community and tech. Or very few, and very few being interviewed. And so she tweeted, and we're like, hey, we had this idea a while ago. And she's the task person, so we did this.
Momentum
and,
to do it.
Yeah, and well, I was
really
hoping
great.
Nobody would respond, so I wouldn't have to do it.
Yeah, but then, alas,
yeah. So
sorry.
Apparently, there are, you know, a couple, three, four people listening from time to time.
You've had a good, positive response?
Very positive. And one thing is that, like, people have said, well, I don't want to be set apart as something different, but that hasn't been it at all. It's literally been so uplifting of other people's like voices, the people that are really like, we're seeing so much of the WordPress like software, the community is really like, not just, oh, it's powered by, you know, women. It's really powered by a lot of women that are like organizing these things and developing these plugins and, you know, submitting this. Like, it, there is so much, but we don't hear about it.
You're giving them a voice.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we're just, and I am surprised every time because we see just so many just really, really cool things happening that we don't see highlighted anywhere else.
Yeah.
So, and it's been such just a supportive and uplifting
That's
community.
Wonderful. That
and
is really wonderful.
Yeah, it's been really great.
Well, and studies show that, you know, if you have women in positions of power within a company on boards, then the companies make more money, they're more productive, and they do better. So I think that message is not being out there when there aren't any women that are out there online talking about their roles in this community. So that we, I think we filled a gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like hearing you say that this is kind of a double-edged sword because you people don't want to be grouped by their gender. But it's necessary to advance. I mean, it's a tricky situation.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't think, I see, we've noticed this a lot of like, oh, well, I just do this. And that is very prevalent in with women.
With women, just, I'm just
the
a
word
mom.
Just,
exactly. Yeah, and they're like, just, you did this amazing thing, but,
I'm
you
not
know,
really a developer.
Yeah, I mean,
know,
I did this thing. I just developed this plugin that there's like
oh,
a million
that
people
great.
Use, but whatever.
Yeah.
And like that kind of, so we don't think, oh, well, I am going to whatever this open invite to be a speaker or to be on this podcast. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't really fit that. But this has kind of created more of a, just a, like an open space and more people that don't feel invited other places have like, been very excited to you know accept the invite here or even just say hey I want to be a part of this and they wouldn't volunteer for anything else they don't feel like that's a safe space so it's been really great.
Are you rethinking women in WordPress? I mean
no
it's not really gender specific.
No
yeah
it isn't.
Yeah which is wonderful because there are a lot of people out there that don't feel like they're
they well figure. And then there should be another podcast that focuses on all the, you know, different types of
what do you do for WordPress? And
we
and
can't be everything to everyone, I think, for sure.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, you got a target. Yeah. You're only, and you're trying to make an income here, so you're trying to earn money. So.
Well,
yeah,
thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for your efforts.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Me.
Oh, gosh, she's going to sing.
Yay!
I'm excited.
I can't sing.
Oh, she's taller than me.
Well, we are so excited that you were willing to come talk to us on our podcast and also that you were presenting on a panel today. Why don't you tell us your name and how you got involved with WordPress?
So my name is Olivia Bissett, and the way that I got introduced into WordPress is through my father. He started WordPress when WordPress is basically a baby. I was a baby. So me and WordPress kind of sort of grew up together.
Yes.
Since WordPress is basically in its 15th year, I'm in my 15th year. And it's cool. And also since I have my dad, he got me my first free website when I was in about fifth, sixth grade about. And then for my eighth grade graduation, that's when I got my first real domain name, best graduation gift ever.
And what was it?
Lemonadeco.com.
Awesome.
So through that, I just continued on blogging. I got a multi-site lemonadeco.online.
That's so awesome.
And through that multi-site, I'm able to break WordPress, build WordPress, and really test out what kind of WordPress I want.
So what is the goal of your website then?
The goal of my website, my personal website, the .com one, is really just a portfolio for myself. I want to put out since I'm young, I want to put out everything that I do so that way one day when I'm applying to colleges for jobs and for scholarships, I don't have to sit down and write up a boring old portfolio. I already have my website, which I can direct people to. It also shows everyone that I'm not just like a regular teenager. Some teenagers are able to go out and do things other than be on Snapchat and Instagram all day, which is a plus.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
You were on a panel discussion today. Yes. With a lot of other young people.
All girls.
All girls. All youth girls. So what do you feel like drives your passion to be on a panel with all girls who are young?
What really drives my passion for all girls who are young is that we all know that there's the whole technology field. 80% is males, 20% is females. And when you say programmer, the image that immediately clicks into someone's mind is an old white person sitting at his desk, a bit fat, eating Cheetos, programming. But there's so much more than that. There's me, a mixed girl, 15, already like programming. So there's so many different ways. And us, all girls, all young, that shows that we are interested in not only programming, but the business aspect, which all of that is male dominated. So us females are showing them the future.
Well, and you especially are showing them the future. And that's what our whole podcast is about. It's about empowering women to take important roles in the WordPress community. And I really think that you're doing that.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on our show.
No problem.
Who are you? Tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Robbie Adair. And this is my first WordCamp.
Wow.
So got the big one, right?
Oh, yes.
And actually, it was a happy coincidence. I've owned an agency in Houston for 17 years, and I recently, in the last few months, purchased ostraining.com. And OS Training has training courses on all the platforms. And we just did a training course about Tutor LMS, a WordPress plugin. And then they said, hey, we're going to WordCamp. Can you come and help us out? And so I've been here talking about their LMS and helping explain all about it because, you know, we broke it down and stuff. And so that's how I'm here, and it's just so cool. I've been at tons of tech conferences over the years. I speak at a lot of them, but it's my first WordCamp, and so it's just cool, you know?
That's awesome. So how did you get, how did you start off with WordPress in general, not just the community, or did you community first?
Nope. Okay. So like I said, I've had an agency for years, and we have over the years done all different types of websites. I will have to say we are primarily the Juneline Fabric shop, but we always, as we're working with clients, if they want WordPress, they need WordPress, or if they're like, we need this to do this, we're like, WordPress is the right answer there, then we will use WordPress. So we were WordPress users before we were ever involved in community at all. And so now it's exciting though to start meeting people, you know. It's like, it's always that, like, it's kind of like that fanboy kind of thing when you like meet someone that made the plugin that you're using, right? And you're like, cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we actually had some, you know, guests on, and I was like, I've been using your plugin for a really long time.
Like, yeah. I like, get your autograph on my t-shirt.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's cool.
So what kind of talks do you do when you talk at tech conferences?
So lately, some of the things I've been doing is augmented reality. That's one of the, I've been doing at a lot of different types of business conferences and tech conferences. I obviously talk about Joomla and Fabric. Oh my goodness, I've done like a variety of things. And then also I was in corporate training before I started my agency years ago. And so sometimes I'm actually just talking about either learning methodologies or training, how to put together training or the value of training.
Yeah. So, training's always a good thing.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. So.
What do you feel like the direction of AR is? I was talking to someone my first night in St. Louis who's using AR with WooCommerce.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Like you can go and, you know, with the face recognition on iOS,
mm-hmm.
and then like try on your earrings or your necklace. And
that's cool.
But you can do it.
I didn't know they had it in Woo right now, so that's awesome.
Well, I don't know quite how that's happening, okay. But what do you see?
I have seen, because I've seen, I actually saw someone demoing some software that did something like that. Even full blown, I could actually stand in front of the camera full blown and see different outfits. Yeah. And it was, they were just demoing it. The code base was not released yet. And so it had some little flaws, but it was still like you're just like, whoa, that's amazing. I think, so to me, augmented reality versus virtual reality, you know, at first everybody was all about virtual because it's like, oh my God, I'm in a whole nother world. But the problem is when you're a whole nother world, one, you can't see your world around you, right? Plus it's more expensive equipment, all that. Yeah. And so I think we're going to see AR is really going to be the one that explodes. And we're already seeing that just because now every one of us is walking around with a little computer in our hands. And for corporations that want to do training, so this one, I can't give you the name of the hospital. It's a hospital, though, and they had to change their policies where they're onboarding with employees. They got shortened from 4 days down to 4 hours.
Oh.
And so the HR was like, oh, gosh, we need help with this. So they talked to the IT lady, and she was like, okay, well, I have an idea. Let's try using some AR to shorten this down. And so what they did was they took, like, all the maps, and you could do this on a printed map, or you could do this on a map on a WordPress site, right? So that when I hovered over with my phone, it would bring me up a little more information about this is the lunchroom for doctors and nurses only, or this is the lunchroom for this,
nice.
Right? And then they also, the signage around the hospital, in that 4 hours, they would go do a hunt and they would try to find things and stuff. And so they were learning where everything was at the same time while using AR. So it's like, awesome. It's really cool, right? I mean, it's just the possibilities at this point, we just don't even know what all we'll use it for. But I do think we will start seeing more and more combined with websites for sure.
And in commerce.
But e-commerce especially, but I just think we're going to see it's combined in other ways too, for marketing purposes and such, just because, again, everybody's got it in their hands now, and so it makes it really more accessible to use on a broader base.
Yeah, and I can see it even like, okay, well, I can Google Maps integration, and now I can see the reviews of this restaurant I'm standing right in front of. You know, that's really, there's a lot of power behind that, I think so.
Well, so like American Airlines, their map that you have used to, you know, I'm at a new terminal and I need to get to gate C, and you just pull up a map of the terminal, right? Now what you do is you look with your camera like this, I need to go to terminal C, and it lays the arrows on the ground in front of you telling you where to turn.
Oh man, I'm all about that.
So great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to us.
Awesome
to meet you.
Yeah, it's
the
awesome to meet you guys. Yeah, exactly. No, it's so cool, and everybody has been so friendly in the WordPress community here. I love it. I'm so happy.
Now
I'm already looking for my next WordCamp site.
Well, there's plenty of them.
Oh, I know. It's everywhere.
If you'd like to travel, we're all going to Porto, Portugal next year for WordCamp Europe.
Yes. Oh, okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Right.
Let's go, ladies.
Let's go.
Sign up.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very good. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, great. Introduce yourself so that everyone knows who you are, what you do.
Okay. My name is Erica. I am software engineer. I work as a freelance too, building websites. And also I work for Green Geeks in the marketing team, the partner relations team with the developers and designers. And also I am co-organizer to the WordPress Meetup in Costa Rica. I have 4 years doing that. And also I am organizer to the Work in San Jose since 2016.
Which was a really nice, really good one.
Yeah, you were just there.
I was just there.
She went there and then to Arizona for Pressnomics.
It was a really well done WordCamp. I was very impressed by it.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of work in 4 years. We grow as a community. Right now we have 2,000 people in the WordPress community in San Jose, and less women than men, like always, but we have to have more women to join us.
That's good. How did you get into WordPress? How did you get started?
I knew WordPress in my business like I 10 years ago, but I joined the WordPress community in 2016 for be organizer to the first WordCamp in Costa Rica. So I started with that. And this year I also was the organizer to the Kids Camp too.
Oh, cool.
The children, we have 36 children there.
Oh, I love it.
So I started with the community like that.
How did you get involved with Green Geeks?
Because I went to the WordCamp Miami in 2018 and I saw all the sponsors, but Green Geeks is not there, right, in that camp. But I went to home and sent the resume to the all sponsors for find a job. And Trey called me like one month before, after, sorry. And I am there. So.
So you saw what you want and you went for it and you got it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I mean, as you do.
Yeah.
Because, when you're awesome.
Thank you. Because I'm looking for a different job in marketing team. Mm-hmm. I am not a marketing person, but I learned too much here with the team and with the WordPress community because I love to go to the camps and meeting awesome people like you. I love that.
And are you going to any more upcoming WordCamps?
This year?
Yeah.
No, this year, no. Next year, maybe WordCamp Miami.
Okay.
Because I want to be also organizer to the Kids Camp in WordCamp Miami.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm so impressed that you're championing women in your area, that in a field that has less, like you said, less women are involved.
Yes, I have very passion for help to the women to have visibility in the community, in the world of technology. Also, I love to be part of the events for women. Like this year, I was a speaker to the Latinity event. And also, Green Geeks was a sponsor too. And also, I went to the Grace Hopper celebration. Like, I was very impressed. 26 women there. And the technology was very awesome.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you could stop by and talk to us today.
Thanks for the opportunity. I very appreciate it. I love you, everybody. So I want to be more for you. And maybe someday I have a podcast in Spanish for the Latina.
She's very interesting podcast.
Awesome.
We are happy to share with you everything that we've learned.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Great.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So I'm Karina Krieger. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. And I have a small agency that does client-facing WordPress sites. We design and develop for small businesses, nonprofits, people like that. That's at Open Sky Web Studio. And then additionally, I am the organizer for our local meetup. We have 3 meetups that meet each month.
Wow.
2 for adults and then 1 for kids that we've recently started.
Oh.
So we're super excited about that. We want to take the concept of kids camp and take it all throughout the year. So we're meeting monthly for that, doing STEM and STEAM projects, and then helping them set up blogs at WordPress.com and learn how that all works. So it's going really well. And then we have our WordCamp each year. We're on our 5th year for WordCamp.
Wow.
So, this is like a theme.
I've noticed the theme with the kids and getting involved in WordPress.
And that's new for us.
Yeah.
Well, it really struck a chord. I have 2 daughters that are 12 and 14, middle school age, and one of the things that I have wanted them to see modeled is, number one, mom's a business owner. Yeah. You can do things. You can have a voice. You can express yourself. You can have a passion. And that's something that's very important to me for them. But then for my friends and for people around me, it's enabling women to follow their passions. And I feel like technology is so often like a roadblock and people don't know how to get over it. And so they'll have a passion project or a vision, or they want to start a side hustle or a business, and then they'll get stuck on the technology aspect. So it's a big part of my vision to enable people to overcome those hurdles and live the dream. So.
Wow.
That's our focus.
That's a lot. It is a lot. How do you get people to your meetups? Like, what do you find is the most? There was a discussion here at WordCamp about how to get more audience members to your meetups. How well do your meetups perform in terms of participation? Sure. and do you bring?
So we're growing. We're averaging 20 to 30 a month at our main meetup. Our luncheon, which is more of a networking one, is less formal. We don't have a topic of discussion. It's just free discussion. Those are about 10 to 20, depending. So I found great success. We have a Slack channel, so we're communicating all month. And that has been a big deal. The community has really kind of felt like friends once we started that. So we get the word out that way. But I'll tell you what, when they put that little widget in the dashboard and let people know that there's meetups in their area, people came out of the woodwork. People, like, I don't even know how we reached them. They would just show up and say, well, it showed up in my WordPress site. So that was one of the best things that WordPress could have done for the local community.
Still waiting for that to show up for me.
Oh. Well, it's worked well. And so we really, I would say at least 50% of our growth came from that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm so inspired to hear what you're doing with, you know, your agency, but with the kids too. That's so
absolutely
great.
Yeah. And the agency I see is growing, and I have a team, and we're continuing to add to it, and we have a pipeline full of work, and that's all great. But from here, I want to have that in place in order to fund the initiatives. I'm calling it Finding Your Voice, helping women find their voice and express themselves through online support, through a community that's supportive for whatever reason in life they need to continue to move forward. And so that's my passion project.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So that's coming soon. It's in the draft stages now. So that'll be next.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming by to tell us about
Thank you.
It.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Interested in being on the show? Sign up on our website, womeninwp.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and join our Facebook group to have conversations with other women in WordPress.